Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Schwab, I love him. I think he's great. I think he's absolutely fantastic when it comes to, you know his lane that I think he's great at is honestly, I think nobody does previews in the NFL better than Frank Schwab. It's an odd compliment to give him, but I think like his NFL previews are awesome. So he came out today with his four quarterbacks for the Browns and the expectation he has of each one and the chances they have of starting in week one. Okay. What percentage chance do you think he gave Joe Flacco?
Well, are we going 100% for all four quarterbacks total?
It's going to equal up 100%.
Okay. All right.
So it's like a pie, okay?
Okay,
it's a four-piece pie.
I just want to make sure my math, that's all.
No, very fair, because I feel like in years past, I would have just been like, just throw numbers out at me, Daryl.
I'm doing my math right. Okay, I think I got my math. Okay.
Are you good at math?
Not really.
Okay, that might be a problem then.
This could get really bad for me.
Don't worry. It's a fun pastime of mine being like, Nick, that doesn't add up to 100. Or Nick, that doesn't. It's a fun pastime for me. So, all right, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to say he gave Flacco 40%.
Okay. No, but what do you think he gave Pickett?
25%.
Okay. What do you think he gave Gabriel?
10%.
Okay. So hold on now. So what do you think he gave Shador?
25%.
Okay, so you have Shador higher than Dylan Gabriel by a good percentage.
Yeah, I said that last segment.
No, you said you thought he was better, but
I told you as the Shashil, you would be totally thrilled to learn that I've leapfrogged him on the
network. This is kind of like the Cavs discussion, though, where you can have your thoughts are very different than what you think they would actually do. Like that's my
okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go with my thoughts, because okay. I think my thoughts are more important than what I think they're going to do.
Schwab at 50% for Flacco, 40% for Pickett, 9% for Dylan Gabriel, which left 1% for Shador Sanders starting week one.
He gave him just 1%?
He gave him 1%. And the basis of this was the idea that he's like, how many fourth quarterbacks on the depth chart have you seen climb up and be the number one quarterback by the time everything and all the dust settles? And it's like, well, hold on. That's not really how we're doing this here. We're not really doing that off the basis. Now, would I be surprised if Shador starts week one? Yes, I would. Do I think Shador is going to start, I don't know, somewhere after the first, I don't know, 6 or 7 games?
Right.
Yeah, probably. I think that's going to probably end up being the case. I think it'll go Joe Flacco, like you said last segment. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it'll be Joe Flacco out of the gate. I think he's going to get bloodied up by the fact that the schedule early on really is tough, and then I think it's going to be Shador Sanders. And Colin Cowherd on his show earlier today, he believes something similar is going to happen as well. Here we go.
Shador Sanders has two things going for him. And don't kid yourself, this is how the league works. The owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, is really impulsive. And in a quarterback room with zero star power, except Shador Sanders, he's going to get a chance. He is desperate to be recognized and for star power. The second thing Shador has going for it is Cleveland's roster is the weakest easily in the division, and the early schedule is brutal. So you think old Joe Flacco, dull Kenny Pickett, small Dylan Gabriel when the team's getting beat 33-17. So my prediction, you start looking at that schedule between week 7 and 10, Shedeur Sanders is going to get a shot here. Shedeur's on this roster because Jimmy Haslam wanted him on the roster. But I'm going to make a prediction here. Haslam is starving for a star quarterback. So this is a team that's going to be boring offensively. You know what will make him not boring? Shedeur Sanders taking snaps, win or lose.
So I wanted your input on that part in particular, and I agree with a lot of what Colin had to say, but the idea that Jimmy Haslam himself is going to be the one to step in and almost give Shedeur the opportunity after Flacco gets beat around like a pinata in the first few weeks.
Shador's on the roster because they saw him available in the fifth round, and they said, why not? That's why he's here. Not because Jimmy Haslam went to Andrew Berry and said, go make it happen. Because they were all sitting
but
in the room.
But can you bank on the idea that Haslam won't all of a sudden, if you start 1-5, 0-6, will be like, hey, wait, this isn't fun or exciting anymore.
So
I want to see Shedeur Sanders play. Let's boost up the energy around this team.
So here is why Colin Cowherd, who I have a lot of respect for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can say what he said. It's because of what they did with Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was nobody in that building outside of the people selling the jerseys in the team shop and the owner that were like, hey, playing Johnny Manziel is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's bench Brian Hoyer, who's the consummate pro, for a kid who doesn't care to learn the playbook and doesn't come to the building ready to work every day.
So you think Colin's just adopting the playbook that we've seen before?
Correct.
He's just taking the Johnny Manziel playbook and attaching it
right
to Shedeur Sanders.
Because, to be honest with you, what can we sit here and say that ownership has demonstrated to us that they've learned their lesson from past poor decisions?
I mean, how can I sit here and tell you that they have learned anything?
That's the point I'm making.
But not, especially since the Deshaun Watson deal and everything associated with that. Like, this is a man, we know he likes to meddle. We know he likes to be involved.
Right.
And listen, he pays a lot of money. He can be as involved as he wants to be. But the point is, it would not surprise me if week 7, week 8, that's exactly how this thing went down.
And I'm not disputing that. I'm just pointing out.
And it's something I want to see, by the way, too. Like, I'm in the camp
of course, you're the Shishil.
If this is how this goes down, thank you. You made my Christmas. This is going to be a good time.
I think you should just embrace the Shishil, okay?
And don't look at it as insulting.
Don't fight it. Embrace it.
It's just a celebration.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll get there. I'm sure we'll get there.
You know what? By the time the weekend hits, I will have talked you into the Shishil.
Whoa. I'm not going to get bullied the way that
I'm not bullying
the way that you were in with me during the draft, during the combine experience.
And you guys hammered me into picking Travis Hunter.
You spent a couple days with me. No.
Really?
You spent a couple
days
with me.
The tables get turned, do
you? All of a sudden, you were talking glowingly about Shedeur Sanders after that week.
Uh-huh.
And then I leave you, and then you go back on Monday, and it was like you had like one or two days of being like, all right, we like Shador, we like Cam
not
Ward.
Not in the first round.
And then all of a sudden it turned. No, you did at that point.
I love Shador in the fifth round. I'm all for it. Why not?
In the fifth round.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Will the quarterback race be clear by the time we talk to yourself on Friday when it comes to Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett? And
the Shishil has more coming up next on The Fan.
No, that was asking you a question. That was not asking them a question. That was asking you. After these 3 days that you see the quarterbacks out there, are you going to feel like we're going to have an actual imprint on this? Or am I going to come in here carnival barking every single day?
Probably not. Because here's the reality. They're not tackling. They're not in pads. And until they get to that point, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, but you know what does happen, though, and you know this being a veteran
reporter.
Oh, I know.
We're going to speculate till we're blue in the face.
Not us speculating. Get veterans around these guys. Veterans, loose lips sink ships. What happens when veterans are around and all these 10-year, 8-year, 9-year vets are around? They talk to everybody. They talk to everybody.
Hey, well, Joel Batonio spilled the tea on the offense.
Yep, we're gonna find out. We'll find out everything we need to know about Shador and Dylan and everyone else over these next 3 days because these veterans love to chat. They do. They just talk to everybody, including people like yourself.
You want to know when this whole competition is really going to separate itself?
When's that?
When they get on the field with the Panthers and the Eagles not the preseason, but during training camp when they do the joint practices. That's when stuff gets real because last season. Last training camp, when we saw the Eagles, they didn't physically slap around Deshaun Watson, but they slapped around Deshaun Watson. That's when we knew it was going to go bad. And guess what? It went bad.
What are the Steelers expecting from Aaron Rodgers? Mike DeFabo covers the Steelers for The Athletic. He'll join us next right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.